Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The British quartet Veronica Falls married the morbid with the sweet on this song, their 2010 debut single called Found Love in a Graveyard. Their latest release is a little less gothic, a bit more pop. It's called Waiting for Something to Happen. We'll talk with the band in a moment, but first, they're here in the studio. Let's hear a song. This is Veronica Falls with Teenage, live on Soundcheck. From England, that's Veronica Falls, live in our New York studio on Soundcheck with a song called Teenage. The band's latest album, their second, is called Waiting for Something to Happen. And let me introduce you to the members of the band. Patrick Doyle behind our drum kit doing some vocals. Roxanne Clifford playing guitar and singing. James Hoare playing guitar and singing. And Marion Herbane playing the bass. And Roxanne, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So the new album, Waiting for Something to Happen, the song you just played for us live here in the studio, not terribly different from the version that's on the record. Were you guys, when you made the record, were you sort of live in the studio?
Yeah, that's how we tend to record. We think it's kind of works the best way for us, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not an unheard of thing, but mm-hmm. still, you know, the normal way would be lay down a drum track, put the bass on top, yeah. then the... Especially with the harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, obviously we do all the vocals separately, but in terms of the music, we feel like we just really want to capture our live sound, so it kind of just works. We kind of slow up and speed down together a little bit, and I think that, it just kind of captures the energy a bit better when you do it all live.
Yeah. Now, James, the first album, the band usually has a long time because, you know, you're a band and you're learning to be a band and you're writing... Second albums come up pretty fast. Is that what happened to you? Did you find it was like, oh my gosh, we need songs?
Yeah, we did. We did have we had like a deadline put upon us, like you've got to have it finished by then. So we had to finish it up quite quickly. But It kind of worked okay like that.
So people have been noticing perhaps more of a pop sheen to this second record.
Right.
Was that deliberate?
Not really. We recorded in a similar way to the first record, but maybe it's slightly more like a kind of more clean recording, I guess.
Yeah.
But we weren't intentionally going for that.
Well, there is the sound of, you know, kind of 60s pop. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
And you guys have mentioned Roky Erickson as kind of a musical hero in other interviews. I have to ask, how did you find out about Roky Erickson and the 13th Floor Elevators, this kind of proto-psychedelia from the 60s?
We're just all really big music fans, so yeah, it's just something that we know about.
he's a bit of a cult legend as well.
Absolutely.
In the UK, he's very popular.
Uh-huh. Maybe more so than here in the States.
Really?
Where he is definitely a cult figure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he might be bigger because he's really, I mean, he's pretty well known. People love him.
I saw him at the Royal Festival Hall with quite a lot of people there.
Right. Well, but, that seems to happen with, like, people like Scott Walker, who went over to England and has stayed there.
Yeah.
You know? And here is kind of a rumor, but over there apparently is pretty well known.
Yeah.
It seems to happen. What about, more recent music? I mean, the whole goth rock thing, that label got thrown at you guys after the first record.
Did a little bit, yeah.
But was that, part of the mix as well?
Not necessarily goth. I think that we were just kind of writing quite dramatic lyrics in a kind of playful, maybe kind of tongue-in-cheek way. And I think maybe it got a little bit misinterpreted.
So sort of like Nick Cave.
Maybe a little bit.
Nick has told us in the past that he just feels like people don't understand that he's being funny.
Yeah. It's hard to tell with that guy, though,
Yes, it is. But the kind of the darkness, the storytelling aspect, I mean, that goes back to the 60s, Leader of the Pack and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly that kind of that kind of thing that we like.
So who does the songwriting? I mean, you've got three writers in the band.
Yeah.
Is it collaborative, or do you sort of lay claimed individual tracks?
Every song's different, really. There's usually an idea for a song, and then we work on it together. Sometimes we change it more. Sometimes it kind of stays true to the original idea. Every song's different.
It's quite hard to write at the same time, but some of the songs we have actually written, like the heartbeat, My Heartbeats, we wrote completely just around the guitar riff, and then the whole thing came from there. So occasionally you can do it like that. It's quite rewarding when it works that way.
We're listening to the band Veronica Falls. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And they're playing tonight here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom. I know you guys must have fielded this question many times, especially when the first album came out. But Veronica Falls, I mean, it could be the name of a waterfall. It could be a sentence.
Exactly.
Veronica Falls.
Yeah, that's why we like it.
So you're not gonna help me out with this.
It's just we wanted something that was a bit ambiguous, and we have a lot of sort of contradiction in our lyrics and sound. So I think that the song works quite well. It kind of sounds like an imaginary place, but it could also be descriptive of somebody falling.
Yeah. Although does England have many waterfalls?
No.
It doesn't, not to the size that you have them over here.
Right.
Like, it has a few really small ones.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Nothing that an American would look like and
no,
say.
No, you'd come over and you'd be like, what is this?
Well, that's not a falls. Come on, a proper falls. So Veronica Falls, the name of the band. And the next song, James, that you guys are going to do for us, you're going back to the first record for this one, right?
Yes, we are. This is the third single from the record, Bad Feeling.
Mm-hmm. And is it notably different to you guys? I mean, you're in the songwriting process. When you come back to the older material, you think, oh, yeah, we used to do it that way, right?
I think that some of the first songs are a bit more direct and sort of primal, perhaps, and that's because we played them a lot before we recorded them, so they're very kind of in your face, and maybe the newer songs are slightly more subtle, they have more layers.
Okay. You want to do Bad Feeling for us? This is the band Veronica Falls from the UK. This song is called Bad Feeling, and it's Veronica Falls on Soundcheck.
When I close my eyes.
Once again, that's Veronica Falls, the British band here in our New York studio, playing live for us on Soundcheck today, and that song is called Bad Feeling. It's from their first album, released back in 2011, and otherwise untitled, from Veronica Falls. Their new album is called Waiting for Something to Happen. This is the title track from the new record by Veronica Falls, once again playing live on Soundcheck. Nice, that's Veronica Falls, live on Soundcheck, with the title track from their new album, Waiting for Something to Happen. It's the band's second release. James Hoare and Roxanne Clifford on guitars and vocals, Marion Herbain playing the bass, and Patrick Doyle behind the drum kit and singing as well. Does Patrick ever get a chance to come out and play guitar? I know that's the sort of secret of the band. You have three guitarists, really.
We haven't done that, but I like the idea. I think maybe we should.
I'm really good at the drums, so maybe I could go. I'm not really.
So you could do a little Arcade Fire thing where they switch the instruments and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we could do, but I don't know. We don't really like doing things like that. We like to stick to, you know.
It's not really our cup
roles.
Of tea.
Right. Well, it's been great having you guys with us here in Soundcheck, in the Soundcheck studio today. Thanks for playing for
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
The album is called Waiting for Something to Happen. The band is Veronica Falls. This is Soundcheck.